In Job 6, verses 1 through 4, Job answered and said, "Oh, that my grief were fully weighed and my calamity laid with it on the scales, for then it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words have been rash, for the arrows of the Almighty are within me." In God's perfect providence, in God's loving providence, the arrows of the Almighty were in Job. And in the midst of it, they were a great weight. To him, heavier than the sand of the sea. Which if you've picked up one sandbag, you know is a great weight indeed. And yet we know the end of the story, do we not? The end of the story of Job and his Almighty God. The end of the story of Job and the arrows of the Almighty that were within him. And these were no arrows to be discounted. The weight not to be trifled with or considered light. The loss of all your earthly goods. The loss of all your crops, all your stock. The loss of all your children on one day. One day. Through a great wind. And each loss coming on the heels of another. And then the wife. "Curse God and die, Job. Curse God and commit suicide. Or just hope you hurry up and die." Indeed, the arrows of the Almighty were within him. And Job was written for our blessing, dear saints. That we might learn to trust the Almighty. We might learn to trust His bow and the arrows that He would pull from His quiver, to trust His love and His mercy and His grace and His wisdom as perfect for His glory and for our infinite, eternal blessing. Not our best life now. Our best life later. And so many blessings now. So many blessings now. But your eternal blessings are coming later. Job 40, verses 1 through 5. Says, "Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, 'Shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him?'" We all have the days when we would contend with the Almighty. And maybe you don't realize it. When you moan and complain and strive and fight and all that that's within us, we're contending with the Almighty. We're like Israel in the Sinai, crying out against Moses, crying out against Aaron. All we have is a stinking manna. You brought us out here to die. And God says to Israel in the Sinai, God says to Job in the midst of the arrows of the Almighty, He says, "Shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him?" Oh, Job. We think ourselves too high and God too low. We think ourselves too great and God too small when we would contend with the Almighty. "Shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him?" Would you correct me, Job, about the unleashing of my almighty hand, my almighty will, my almighty arrows in your life? What does Job deserve, dear saint? Hell! Yes, I meant to be loud. What do you deserve? Hell, and only hell, the eternal wrath of God, forever and ever and ever and evermore. That is what I deserve. Count your blessings in light of what you deserve, and you will count them abundant. Count your blessings with an elevated and foolish pride, and you will never be satisfied. You will never be blessed enough. You will always be getting slighted, always be getting shorted. But if you count the reality of who you are, and who God is, and what you deserve, and what He is not giving you. He is not giving you His eternal wrath. He gave His eternal wrath to His Son on your behalf. And He has given you His eternal love. How dare you? How dare I have a discontented day? How dare I cry out against my God? My God, who has taken the arrows of eternal wrath on my behalf. How dare I blaspheme the cross? How dare I blaspheme Jesus? Yes, it's to that level, dear saint, for all of us. For all of us. Shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? He rebukes God. Let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord. By the grace of God, I pray this would be our collective answer, our universal answer, and our singular answer for each one of us. By the grace of God, that we would say, with Job, behold, I am vile. That we would no longer contend with God. We would no longer point the finger toward heaven and say, you have not given me my just deserts, but rather say, oh dear, dear Lord, dear Father, dear Almighty Father in heaven, you have not given me my just deserts. Do you see the difference? The same words. You have not given me my just deserts. You have not given me my just deserts. Forgive me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, may God change our hearts. May God work a miracle in us that we would live humble. Live in recognition of what God has done for us in light of what He should have done. Justice demands eternal wrath. Mercy poured eternal wrath upon the Son.